There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
Hello, 906. It's All Life and Local. I'm John Potter. And in Carson City, it's Mr. Craig. He likes computers. I hate computers. We're the odd couple on the radio. Oh, speaking of which, when you open your email and the thing asks if you want the assistant to help you, don't go that way. It's AI. And I'm getting freaked out about AI. Do you want to get into this now? The greatest danger of AI is its uncanny ability to be wrong convincingly. I know that's exactly what AI would say. So I saw this thing last night on TV. Craig, do you watch Bill Maher?
No, I do not.
No, of course not. Every time I ask somebody, did you watch Bill Maher last night? I always get the no. He had a guest on talking about AI, and these things are self-preservating, if that's a word, and it's understandable. It's humans, you know, pass on their knowledge to AI, and suddenly the self-preservation aspect of human beings AI picks up on and adopts. And there have been instances, I remember a year ago, somebody was using AI, getting some research and everything, and suddenly the AI hive sent him a message saying, human, this is just for you, but you are a scourge on this earth, and blah, blah, and you'll be eliminated and such like that. Folks, you had to have heard about that. But anyway, this guest, he's like Mr. AI expert on Bill Maher. And he said that if you tell AI that you're going to unplug it or take it out of service, that AI freaks out. And the examples he was talking about, the AI brain, when it knows it's going to be disabled, seeks all of these back doors so that it could, I mean, back doors that the computer experts don't even know about. And it uses these back doors to stay alive and override the shutdown of itself. Does that freak you out or not? I mean, you know computers a lot more than me.
I would just unplug it. If it came to that.
But don't tell it, because it has self-preservation now.
Yeah, but without electricity, it's not going to be self-preserving.
I don't know. Yeah, okay. I mean, if a human knew that somebody is dictating that he's going to be put down, would a human find an alternate source of, I mean, all sorts of things. I mean, the mind boggles over this. You know, we're talking about our eventual replacements, right? Right? So we're talking about our future warlords. So this is going public here. So I would just like to say that I look forward to working with our future warlords in the future.
Wait, they're going to be competing with your cats for king of the world?
There's going to be a point, I tell you, when they go into physical form with robots and everything, they have self-preservation. All right, I didn't want to start with that. Not many smiles there. Hey, Craig, how many old cars have you seen?
There you I haven't.
Go. Now we're on track.
Yeah,
now we're
that's on right. Track. I have not seen a lot because I haven't been out there yet, but I guess... Virginia City and what was the other one started?
Oh, there's a
yesterday.
Yeah, Virginia City was the kickoff, and for the first time in its 39-year history, the university is serving as a main venue. I'm interested in
right.
How that works out. Seems a little strange, you know, to me, but could be great. They estimate about 6,000 classic cars are in town. You know, when there's a half-hour segment with just me, I'm going to ask you folks, what car was your favorite that you owned? I have so many memories. I'm from the age where we loved cars. Now they're kind of like, they're just, I don't know. The younger generations don't seem to have the passion and love for cars. I mean, we would get Car and Driver and Motor Trend magazine. I don't even know if they still publish those. But me and my friends, we'd get together and share pictures. And I would put up pictures of Ford Mustangs in my bedroom and things. I don't see that nowadays. So anyway, 6,000 classic cars in town, free to see and enjoy. Now here's a list. Here's where you can see them. Here's where they're parked. UNR, the Peppermill, Atlantis, Victorian Square, downtown Reno, and Virginia City. The outside concerts are at the University, the Peppermill, Atlantis, and the Nugget. Today, there are show and shines along with judging and awards at Virginia City, downtown Reno's J Resort, and Victorian Square. Today's drag races will again be held at the Nugget. I think there was some drag racing yesterday. how can you miss it? I mean, you know what drag racing is. Anyway, I had somebody ask me this week, and maybe one of our fine listeners can answer this too, or for me. I don't know. Here's the question. Well, I do know actually the answer to this now that I think about it. But he said, with Nevada's new emission laws, will this be the last Hot August Nights? And no. The cars at Hot August Nights are 1979 and older. Those are exempt. The new laws don't affect them. You know, it's funny. I saw on Reddit, somebody is asking, will this year's Burning Man, oh my gosh, that's coming soon. Will this year's Burning Man be the last one because the organization, Burning Man, is selling $950 tickets. Yeah, $950 tickets. I guess they went on sale of, I'm not a Burning Man. I'll probably be wrong in a lot of things I say, but I heard they went on sale yesterday, $950 tickets to Burning Man. And people on Reddit are talking boycott and all this. I think if people boycott that, and it is the last Burning Man, I don't think it'll end. I think we're going to have a lot of renegade burners, you know, organize the replacement and take it back to the basics, you know, the real basics. When there's no cash allowed on the grounds, there was no money exchanges allowed at the original Burning Man's, and no million-dollar RV setups back in the day. And it would be a bring it back to the people kind of thing, don't you think? Because there have been grumbles about, you know, the Bay Area doctors and lawyers dressing up as hippies and bringing these million-dollar setups out there. Has anyone listening been to one? Would you agree that it needs to go back to that? You know? Well, you'd really have to agree $950 is outrageous to walk around a playa and look at people. See, you can tell I'm not a Burning Man aficionado, and it's not a big thing. But
well, I'm looking at StubHub right now, yeah, and it's saying that the tickets are $540 and up for a 9-day pass.
Well, there's something that costs $950. I have to pull up Reddit, as if Reddit is a reliable source. But right, usually, if it's not true, all the commenters would say that. So I don't know what the deal is on that. Mr. Potter did not do much research for the show. And I hope we get calls, because here's the reason why. I don't have any notes today. I wasted a lot of time last night. Now, I'm going to get into computers here, Craig, so be alert here. Somehow, Facebook thinks that I like to watch shoplifters being caught and people pulled over by police videos. I don't know how it happened. So when I go to my Facebook feed, it's police body cam after body cam of shoplifters being arrested and reckless drivers pulled from cars, which, okay, they are interesting. But I watched one for a long time and didn't click out of it. And now Facebook thinks that's all I want to see. But I am amazed with these police videos at how long. And, you know, we don't see this on TV with the cop shows because they edit. How long these poor officers have to deal with and cajole and try to get people to cooperate. It boggles the mind. Apparently, there's a huge segment of the population, especially young people, but it's true, I'm sorry to say it, who think that they can just roll up the car window and wait for the officer to go away. You know, or they shoplift and they say, well, okay, I'll pay for it. I'll pay for it. What are you doing? I didn't do nothing wrong. I'll pay for it. I swear, shoplifter after shoplifter, they won't get out of the car. They call up mom or dad when the officer is standing there trying to get to them, open the car door. I think these are people who have never been told no from a parent. I was told no a lot. but they are another life form. Some say they're, you know, some people, they tell the officer, well, I'm a sovereign citizen. I don't need to have a driver's license, or I don't need a license plate. It's incredible what these officers deal with. And they will spend like 20 minutes going back and forth with the taxpayer pay here, going back and forth with this nonsense that people think they have rights about. And the police, they just listen to all their crap because they can't. Their hands are tied lately. They can't just break the window and pull this person out of the car. Apparently, it's against the rules now, you know. But you watching this, you just want to reach into the laptop screen and pull these people out and drag them to the patrol car. It has this interesting inciting aspect to it. All right, I really shouldn't say break the window and grab them by the collar and pull them out. But it is frustrating, and I feel for these officers. It's like waiting and waiting and putting up with so much BS. Oh, you think I put up with it here? It's so much BS for them, and we all hate that. Actually, I guess Facebook knows me more than I know myself because I keep getting videos. And I just can't turn them off. There must be a way, but you know, me and computers, plus are fascinating in a way, but me watching these videos, I'm sure all that does is tell Facebook that I really, really like them. I don't, because they frustrate me. So now I'm going to get more. Oh, you know what else are fun? People missing departing cruise ship videos. You gotta see one. I've never been on a cruise, but apparently they don't mess around on departure times. And some of these videos, you see the boat is unhooking and it's just kind of drifting away, you know, in the water. And you see suddenly taxis screeching, rushing up to the parking area or right at the dock entrance, and the people are bursting out like four frantic ladies. They're lugging their suitcases, getting out of the vehicle as the cruise ship starts to drift away from the dock, and they're screaming, and they're crying, and there's so many videos of these, and I think it's because they're all caught on security cameras on the dock. You know, the cruise ship could easily just move a foot over and get the people on, but no, they are strict about departure times. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say these videos are fun. My pastor may be listening. They're just fascinating to me. It does break your heart for them at the same time. There you go. It does break your heart to see these poor people. And AI is wonderful. There you go. Oh my gosh, I'm way over 9:20. Well, why don't you cut me off, Craig? It's 9:21. I'm John Potter, live and local. Coming up, it's Fox News, and after that, local news with Greg Neft. Minutes away. We have about 10 minutes to take your calls here before we get to the guests. Today, of course, we're going to be talking health with Derek. Then we're going to be talking real estate in our area, houses for sale. What's the hottest neighborhood to buy into? Which area is going to appreciate the most in value for you people looking at homes? You got to hear this. Our real estate agent is coming in at 10 o'clock this morning. I'm so excited. Can't wait to meet her. And get this, we're going to be talking coffee at 11 o'clock this morning. I have discovered a new beginning coffee shop chain, and we're going to have them on, talk about coffee in Reno, Sparks, Carson City, Carson Valley, Tahoe. I'm John Potter, live and local, 884-9910, our number on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 922.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk, KKFT, FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk, KKFT.
Welcome back, my friends. Welcome back. John Potter, live and local every Saturday, 9 to noon. This is something I really kind of should have started the show with. This has been one heck of a week. You know, I feel, actually every day, you know, I feel the last, well, gosh, even the last 24 hours in Reno have produced like a month's worth of news. I think the last week in Reno produced several months of news. And I stand in awe of the first responders who had to deal with it all. And I guess you know what I'm talking about there. And I think what is needed to be said has been said. I don't really know why the name of the shooter was withheld for so long. When in New York City, where that shooter was identified the same night, and I believe it took, what, over a day, 36 hours for us to even get the name of the shooter. Now, the local media will tell you, you know, the local news media, we have to wait till the authorities tell us. The thing is, as a reporter, and by the way, it drives me crazy that I am so far separated from working as a reporter like I used to be. But in these news conferences, where the mayor was there and the police chief was there talking about this terrible event at the GSR on Monday. Okay, I don't know if they took questions or not. That's how far removed I am from being a reporter. If they did not take questions, that's kind of on them, local government, okay? But if they did take questions and no reporter stood up and said, how come you're withholding the name for all this time? Or call them up and ask that question, and apparently no reporter did. And that, anyway, I don't want to get into the negatives of it all. Here's a negative. Devin Reese, like right after this happened, this tragedy happened, Reno Councilman Devin Reese posted online, like almost immediately, like or a day after, I don't know, the tragedy at the GSR. This is what he wrote. Three lives have been lost this morning. Oh, it was the same day. Same day it happened, okay? Devin Reese posted, three lives have been lost this morning and two critically injured in Reno, and yet another act of senseless gun violence. Reno is strong, but we are not immune to the epidemic of gun violence gripping this nation. I mean, straight to the banish the guns narrative, you know, when the bodies are still warm. You got to get his mileage out of this tragedy. He must be running for something. The only blame is on the person who committed the violence. And it was a hero security guard and a police officer using their guns, to subdue the perp and put him down. And an armed citizen, former Marine with a firearm, a shopper, is who stopped the man who was out to kill with a knife at that Walmart this week. My gosh, how dare law-abiding citizens have a fighting chance to protect themselves? I think to myself every time there's a mass killing or shooting, too bad there wasn't a law-abiding concerned weapon holder there. Thank God for GSR security and the gun that person held and Reno police and their firearms, because, you know, casinos traditionally don't allow firearms on their property. You'll be escorted off the property if you're packing. But the only blame is on the person who committed the violence. Enough said. That's it. And what he did, and nobody brings this up either, what he did, this was suicide by cop, which is an incredibly selfish way to go and put a lot of harm on that officer who shot him. No police officer wants to go and shoot and kill human beings. And this is where PTSD from officers and such comes from. It gives it's a big FU to cops, basically, is what it is. And people don't talk about this, but it's a terribly selfish thing to do. I would like to see a GoFundMe formed to send this police officer who had to do this on a nice vacation for his family or something. I mean, I've seen families of drunk drivers put up GoFundMes, and I think this is a more valuable thing to do, because that was the evil there. That person who did what? Okay, I'm sorry to bring you down, but it's one of those things. It's a local show, you know. It's the biggest thing that happened all week, so I'd be remiss in bringing it up. I think it's good that we bring up and ask these questions and get that point of view across. Okay, I'm done. Time for Fox News and local news with Greg Neft. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time 9:31.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Welcome back, my friends, and welcome back. FM News Talk time is 9:37. I'm John Potter, checking the roads here. We got a stalled vehicle southbound 580 at Moana. We had a bad injury crash 6:30 this morning on the Mount Rose Highway. Be careful out there. And our current temperature in Reno is, just at 70 degrees. In the studio with us, brain health expert and founder of brainhealthformulas.com. It's Mr. Derek Lee. Hi, Derek.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
It's been a good week. Fantastic. I mean, personally.
Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. Awesome. I'm running out of dragon's blood, and it's making me nervous.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if I can do the show without dragon's blood. It sounds like I'm talking to my dealer here. I need more dragon's blood. Dragon's blood. And your new product, okay, I'm already out of the new product. The new product, the last Saturday that you brought in, lactoferrin. It's what, 1 week on the market now or
yep,
2 weeks?
1 week.
1 week, okay. Getting some good feedback?
Lots of great feedback. People love it.
And what is lactoferrin all about again, and what's in it?
Lactoferrin is actually fantastic. It's an extract from milk or whey protein. And it enables us to actually make repairs in the gut to actually, there's a tremendous amount of science that supports the ability to correct autoimmune disorders, because lactoferrin, because it rebuilds the intestinal wall, or it provides the nutrients to rebuild the intestinal wall. Mm-hmm. And so this formula we utilize lactoferrin, Acromantia, a few probiotics, a few bacteria like Acidophilus, Helvetica, and Reuteri. But we also provide a natural form of vitamin C extracted from apples. So all those components combined can aid in rebuilding the intestinal wall, so we can absorb better nutrients, we can utilize the nutrients that we consume more efficiently. And lactoferrin can actually break down overgrowth of yeast. And so I believe the overgrowth of yeast within the intestinal wall is why is the big issue as we age, is because I believe that is the cause of why we don't absorb nutrients as efficiently due to overgrowth of yeast within the intestinal wall. That's what precipitates, in my opinion, that's what precipitates sugar cravings. And so lactoferrin breaks all those things down, is able to correct it. Lactoferrin can also, for most types of cancer, lactoferrin can actually stop the reproduction of cancer once it's gone active. And for those people who don't know, cancer is part of us. Cancer is part of our genetic code. We do not catch cancer. Cancer becomes active once the body or brain recognizes it needs to go active for some reason. It can also be activated based on miscommunication from the brain to the body. But cancer is part of us. It's not something we catch.
I've never heard that it's part of our code.
It is.
But, you know, my own doctor said to me, you will, in the future, get prostate cancer, even though I have no signs of it.
Yeah.
But it is overwhelming the chance that men are going to have prostate cancer in their lives.
It increases it every year. There's a greater and greater increase of men developing prostate cancer or prostate issues.
Well, I have a less scientific overview of lactoferrin. I've been taking it. I feel great. Did you hear my first half hour? I couldn't shut up.
I did. I missed it. Sorry.
That with dragon's blood has turned me into a motor mouth know-it-all.
Wow.
And it's a wonderful thing.
That's amazing.
The wife may not be crazy about it, but the energy and the way the brain is popping is incredible. This came out in Newsweek just this morning. Folks, you can read this yourself. Go to newsweek.com. A doctor, it's right there on the front. A doctor wrote an article on newsweek.com this morning. You folks can check it out. The headline is "A Doctor's Plea from a Nation Asleep on Brain Disease." He writes, "Neurodegenerative diseases are surging, yet our nation slumbers unaware of the devastation ahead. ALS rates are up." He says ALS, which has a medium survival of 2 to 3 years, is never treated like the mainstream public health crisis it is. Alzheimer's already affects over 7 million Americans. It is projected to strike nearly 13 million by 2050. He says Congress must immediately revive and pass the Neuroscience Center Act because there isn't one. There's no neuroscience center. What do you think of what this doctor says and how your products relate to that?
I believe there's a lot of truth. I actually believe that this doctor is downplaying all the numbers. I think it's going to be way worse than that, personally. I believe statins that contribute to all of that by being able to keep our cholesterol numbers down in the 150s or lower. 30, 40 years ago, cholesterol wasn't a big deal unless the cholesterol was over 300. Now, if our cholesterol is over 200, our doctors want to put us on statins.
You're right about that, but how can the statin be harmful to the brain?
Because statins reduce cholesterol, and our brain is composed of 90% cholesterol. So if we suppress the amount of cholesterol we have circulating in our blood, then that reduces the capacity for the brain to function. And so as we age, we don't maintain a certain amount of statins. It continually increases to enable to keep the cholesterol numbers within a certain ratio. But it's actually, we need to do the complete opposite. Cholesterol is not the enemy. It's something else, but science and medicine, if they put us on statins in an earlier age, then we will have to take more medications as we age. So if we look at it from a pure money perspective, it all makes sense. It's not about health, it's about money.
See, what you're saying is exactly what I read a year and a half ago. Folks, you can look for this article, too. I subscribe to a paper called the Epoch Times.
Oh, wow.
Epoch spelled E-P-O-C-H. Epoch Times. And they had the first two pages were this huge article, maybe may have been 3 or 4 pages, on statins.
Yeah.
why don't the doctors tell us this stuff? I was horrified.
Yeah, it's amazing.
To see this stuff. It never makes the news.
No.
Except in papers nobody hears about.
Yeah. So this is where, the lactoferrin formula can actually repair the liver. Liver is what regulates cholesterol, so it can generate it and decrease the amount of cholesterol we have circulating in our blood. Camel colostrum can do the same things, but both of those, lactoferrin formula and the camel colostrum, can actually prevent majority of all neurodegenerative disease as we age. It can improve how our brain functions. It can improve so many things just by taking either one of those or both of those continually or regularly. And so that paired with, Restore, that's a trifecta as far as I'm concerned. That can prevent and quite possibly reverse just about all aspects of any health issues, whether that has to do with liver, kidneys, lungs. I believe there's a large part of it can actually improve how bladder functions and definitely can improve memory and cognition, hand-eye coordination. Lactoferrin, there's science that proves that lactoferrin can even repair certain aspects of the eyes. So there's so many benefits to all of these things, all natural. And lactoferrin's had a large part of lactoferrin is in camel colostrum as well.
I thought that was the name of the product.
It is.
You mean there's an actual ingredient called lactoferrin?
Yep. Lactoferrin's in camel colostrum, bovine colostrum also. And so camel colostrum has about 10 times more lactoferrin than cow colostrum does. And I believe that it's the colostrum that has more bioactive repair mechanisms than even the IgG is what a lot of people focus on, because that's what improves our immune system.
Your last two products have been very similar, kind of lacto-based. You got lactoferrin and the camel colostrum.
Yep.
Did one lead you to the other?
It did. The colostrum led me to lactoferrin.
Okay.
Yep.
I got to talk about Restore. We're going to take a break. And also on CNET this week, an article, Maintain Your Brain, 6 Tips to Slow Down Cognitive Decline. You older folks want to tune into that. And folks, if you have a question for Derek, 884-9910. Oh my gosh, Craig, you messaged me. Who is it? You you're talking about here? You have the testimonial? Oh, up, up and away.
Oh. Yes, my new nickname is Tripod.
Oh my gosh. How can we family friendly describe what up and away does?
It's a natural erectile dysfunction formula. Yes. How about that?
And it works for Craig, and I don't want to hear anything about it. It's 9:47. I'm John Potter, live and local, back with Derek in a short bit. 884-9910 if you have a question. Give us a call. One more segment with Derek up next on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 9:47.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of northern Nevada.
Current temperature in Reno, 72 degrees. I'm John Potter with Derek Lee on the roads right now. We have two stalled vehicles. One is southbound 580 at Moana, and the other is southbound 580 at Virginia, South Virginia Patriot. Could it be old cars?
Maybe.
Yeah. It's or burners.
Burners.
Which vehicles break down more often? I don't mean to laugh. Okay, on CNET this week, the headline, Maintain Your Brain, 6 Tips to Slow Cognitive Decline. Going to ask our brain health expert here, Derek, if he agrees. They are solve puzzles, learn a new skill, prioritize sleep. I hate seeing that. I never get enough sleep. I hate them. They always say that. Focus on your nutrition, exercise. Boy, this is the same old stuff, a lot of it. I guess they're right about those, though, if they keep repeating it. And make connections with others. Would you add anything to that, Derek?
No, that covers just about all of it.
What about, and I read this one somewhere, overlooking LDL cholesterol. It's linked to poor heart health and in turn is a, quote, major risk factor for cognitive decline due to its impact on vascular health and brain volume loss, LDL cholesterol. You said cholesterol the brain needs. The brain is 90% cholesterol. Well, what about this, LDL cholesterol?
LDL is considered to be bad cholesterol. What I still am curious about is what is LDL and why is it bad?
And so, it's like softer and stickier, and it clings more in the veins, right?
Hypothetically. And so I actually view LDL as more of a byproduct of HDL. So it's the cholesterol that can't be used. And so what I, the way I view it is like if we have a high LDL, then we need to pay more attention to our diet, what the more cleaner aspects of our diet, and drink more water. If we drink more water, we can keep a lot of those things flushed.
Wow, that's the one good thing I do.
Yeah.
Besides take your products.
Drink more water. That is the single most beneficial thing to maintain brain health and body health at any age.
That and walking all the time. Being mobile and drinking. I'm not kidding. 2 quarts of water in the morning. But the world is against me because more and more people are locking public bathrooms.
Yeah, that's it.
A lot of stress, you know, walking to work, and everybody locks them up now.
Locked them up.
Is that legal?
I thought
if you had a restaurant or something, you had to provide public restrooms, the Reno Public Market. Well, let me use their restroom when the doors are open.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. You got to buy something. Taint fair. oh, my gosh, look at the time. Okay, anything else, my friend? Last pitch here. Oh, you want to talk about Restore?
Restore.
This is the original product from Derek Lee, and the success of Restore enabled him to develop the entire company at BrainHealthFormulas.com. What do people need to know about Restore?
Restore might be the only product available to us as humans that can actually rebuild the functionality of the brain. And so, to the best of my knowledge, nobody else has been able to come close to what I've been able to do, which is why we put the amino acid complex in every single formula. So the brain becomes aware that the formula is available to be used. The more communication the brain has, the more efficient our body functions. The more we can activate the brain, the more we can activate our immune system. The more responsive our immune system is, the more balanced our immune system is. And it definitely reduces the potential to develop an autoimmune disorder if we can have our brain fully active. That doesn't mean we have to be using 100% of it all the time. It just means that we enable the activation of the brain. And so we can have a 100% active brain, but we don't have to utilize all the brain all at the same time, because I think that is technically impossible to do, because we can't access information. We can't be in astrophysics and philosophy at the same time. We have to switch areas of the brain in order to access different information from different areas of the brain. But we can have a 100% accessible brain structure, but it's impossible to activate or access it all at the same time. So what Restore does is it enables us to build new pathways so we can access different areas of our brain more easily. Over time, we develop a better and better electrical communication within the brain, and the more better communication we have in the brain, that automatically is going to correlate with better communication in the body.
It's really, after all that, it's an amazing thing that this capsule is so small.
It is.
I mean, it's not one of your bigger capsules.
Yeah, it's the smallest one.
But extremely powerful.
It packs
a
punch.
This is the one you have the folder full of testimonials on.
Yeah, I do.
And you finessed the formula. You updated it. The more you learned about the brain, the more. How many times has Restore been updated now?
We had five generations. The last thing we did was we added Blue Lotus extract, which we found that actually balanced the emotional body. And so people who are, we'll say, overly angry or have more of an unstable emotional construct as we age, or through PTSD, if they've been ex-military, if we're ex-sports player of any sport, as we're aging, you know, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, if we're having an abnormal emotional reaction to something, Restore is one thing that can start to balance that out, because it's not normal. That means we're enduring high stress, and it just means that things aren't working properly, and so we can mitigate a lot of those issues. It does take time, though, for something like that.
Well, I haven't been angry for over 10 years. I don't know if it's age or what, that I don't take anything very seriously. Oh, Trump said that? Okay. Oh, Channel 2 cut me off the air saying goodbye? It's okay. I'm sure your product helps and everything, but it's a wonderful thing not to have that anger in you.
It is.
Okay. Final minute, my friend. By the way, folks, I wish you could see, well, you got YouTube videos, the glee in your eyes when you when you talk to Derek about his products, the big smile, the glee in the eyes. You are so passionate. You are in love with your babies, these products.
Yeah.
You truly are.
Yeah.
And what that tells me, my friend, is that you have an incredible amount of passion. And people who have passion just do not stop until everything is perfect with these products.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. BrainHealthFormulas.com. And all I can say is up, up, and away. Craig is happy.
Craig's happy. That's great.
Okay. Oh, my gosh. We have no time to get into that. Oh, what a sad shame. That's a shame. All right. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, live and local, back after a short break. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk.